Received a query via WhatsApp. I am in Grihastha Ashram, actually senior citizen. For privacy, I am not mentioning names. My question, after initiation, if a person has slipped often in the journey, unable to give up tea, watching adult content sometimes, has missed chanting, but has realized and again wanting to resume, will he, she be accepted? He, she is unable to meet their Diksha Guru and do not want to disturb them. Please advise how they can resume and get pardon and go back in this lifetime to Godhead. Is it possible? Now, I'm not sure if the person who's inquiring is inquiring on their own behalf or on behalf of someone else, but I'm going to speak as if it is the person himself who is struggling in this way. Is it possible to go back in this lifetime, back to Godhead? Yes, but one has to be prepared for that. That means one has to follow the four regulated principles, chant the holy names at least 16 rounds a day. Can they get pardoned? You say, unable to meet their guru and unable to disturb them. But you have to get pardoned by your guru. So if you're unable to meet, at least you could write a letter and say, you don't want to disturb, but it's more of a disturbance to the guru if you are not following your initiation vows than if you write a letter asking for help. Actually, the help is already there. We have to do our part also. It is a fact that we're all very weak in material existence, but we have to take the process by which we can become purified. So I can only recommend that get serious. You're a senior citizen. Don't have much time left. No one has much time left. Even if we're 2 years old and we live to be 102, it's not much time. But definitely, if we're over 60 years old, we can pretty confidently say that I'm not going to have another 60 years, and probably not more than 20 or maximum 30. Just start doing it. Rise early in the morning for Mangalarti. If you're not able to go to a temple, you can see on the internet. Pray to Krishna for strength. If you want to watch the internet, some adult content, that means porn, I guess. That's a euphemism for pornography. Or drink tea. Well, you can make a rule. First, I have to chant one round of japa, and then I will watch it. And then again, after chanting the one round of japa, if the desire comes up, surging up again, then again chant. You might get to chant a lot of rounds. If possible, visit the holy dham of Mayapur, all-merciful Lord Chaitanya. Pray at his lotus feet. It's very powerful visiting the dhams. Visit Vrindavan. Visit your local ISKCON center. If possible. At least you can do it virtually on the internet. If you live close to an ISKCON center, then just start going every day if you're physically able to do so. That will help you very much. Even if you continue to struggle with so many bad habits, it will help you. Whatever positive you do is going to help you very much. So read Prabhupada's books. Do whatever you can positive. If the devil inside comes up, well, at least you don't have to submit to him all the time. I remember reading, before I joined this movement, a book by C.S. Lewis called The Screwtape Letters. And it's about the... C.S. Lewis was a famous Christian, 20th century English Catholic. And he wrote some insightful things. He's among Christians, he's considered one of the a very thoughtful, spiritually minded person. Of course, he didn't follow all the regulated principles. He wasn't aware of all these things. But in the course of this talk, I'm just remembering that there was the devil. It's like a conversation with the devil. Now, of course, we don't accept there's any devil, but we have our own devil in our mind, isn't it? And it just gives some insights into how you could say Maya. We would say Maya tricks us and into trying to do what we shouldn't do. So reading Srila Prabhupada's books is very helpful for overcoming that. Struggling, we're all struggling. Do everything positive as much as you can. That will help you. Aim to go back to Godhead in this life. It's madness not to do anything else. We're all mad, but we don't have to be mad. If you don't get through this time, whatever we do is very powerful. Visiting the temple, taking darshan of the deities, serving the devotees in whatever way we can. One thing you might want to do as a senior citizen is, if you have money, what are you going to do with it? You can donate it for some good Krishna conscious cause. You can buy Bhagavad Gitas and distribute to everyone you know, for instance. Or have someone else do it. Buy sets of Bhagavatams and give to your friends. I'm just making some suggestions. Krishna is very merciful. He's given the way for us to go forward. We're all struggling, but we should do whatever we can positive to lift ourselves up. Actually, Krishna lifts us up. We have to reach out to Krishna, and Krishna will reciprocate with us. Now, another question is given, which is an entirely different question. It's a technical question about the planetary systems. There are 14 planetary systems with their respective names, but it's also mentioned that each universe has millions of planets. How can we understand it? Is it that each loka mentioned is one planet, so we don't have only Earth in this universe, or there are other Earths also? Like I said, it's a technical question. I'm not at all clear on Vedic astronomy, and I'm not sure if anyone is. There are different people with different opinions. It seems to be a very complex topic, but just from the semantic point of view, how I've always understood this, that there are 14 planetary systems, but there are many, many planets, whatever a planet, how you translate that back to the Sanskrit, whatever that. So in each planetary system, there are many planets. That's how I always understood it. And for more clarification, you could ask someone who knows better about all these things. But the real thing is to aim back to home, back to Godhead, to Golok Vrindavan, chant Hare Krishna and go back to Godhead. Sorry, I couldn't help you better with that. Hare Krishna. Having spoken that about what to do, the senior citizen struggling with the mind and senses, having spoken that, I had second thoughts. I'm going to revise everything I said and say that this is an emergency. You're so close to death. Some serious measures are needed. You have the knowledge of how to go back to Godhead. Something serious, drastic has to be done. Start chanting 64 rounds every day. Can't think you can't do it, just do it. Somehow or other, do it. Force yourself. You can go back to Godhead despite all the garbage in the mind and the bad habits. Now is the time. You're so close. Now is the time to do it. very, very seriously. Chant 64 rounds a day. Chant more. Pray to Krishna. Pray to Krishna, take me to you. I'm a rascal, but by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, and you yourself, Krishna, you can take me to you. Please take it very seriously. Throw out all the garbage. Finish it once and for all. Chant, chant, chant. Go back to Godhead.